Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Your love lifted me higher.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, and when you do, you'll get it on Sunday. It'll get you ready for the week to come, and it'll cost you nothing. And if you decide that you'd like to stop getting my newsletter, then all you got to do is take care of that yourself. We actually give you the ability to unsubscribe yourself. So check that out at jbsba.com. And don't forget, if you'd like to ask a question or make a comment, here's the email address, askjim@jbsba.com. Tom Asacker is our guest and our good friend, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's a highly recognized author and speaker and corporate advisor. He focuses primarily on helping people understand what's happening around them, what's going on around them, this wacky world, this crazy fast-paced marketplace we've got out there. He's got a brand new book out called A Brand New World, 10 Guiding Business Principles for Success in Chaotic Times. Tom Asacker, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
It's great to be back.
Well, I can see that. I can see how it would be like a dream come true for you, right?
Absolutely.
Hey, Tom, what are you – now, you've really got your finger on the pulse out there of what's going on. You travel around all over the country and halfway around the world talking to folks. What are you seeing out there in terms of how the marketplace is going?
Oh, well, I guess more than anything, I'm seeing that people are confused. People are really confused. They're overwhelmed with the amount of choice and the amount of information that's out there.
When you say people, you're talking about our customers rather than business owners?
Well, I'll tell you the truth. The business owners, and I always come back to this, as far as growing your business, marketing, selling, innovation, anything that has to do with growing, not managing the nuts and bolts, but growing, that revolves around the culture. And if you don't understand the culture, you are going to go crazy trying to figure out what you're doing wrong. So the first step is understand where the customer is coming from, what their perspective is. And even though we're customers, for some reason, when we get behind our doors in our business, we start losing the perspective of the customer. We become too caught up in our own way of looking at the world through our business lens.
We go somewhere as a customer and complain about how someone treats us, and then go back to our business and do the same thing.
Exactly right. It's exactly right. You know, I two of the biggest things that are really affecting how people make decisions today are the amount of choice and the glut of information. The amount of choice, Jim, right now is out of control. There are over 40,000 different items in a typical grocery store right now.
Mm-hmm.
I counted the items in my store just for kicks. There were 16 varieties of Eggo waffles.
Yeah.
What, you know, who needs 16 varieties of Eggo?
Yeah, it's too much. I mean, you're exactly right. If you want a potato chip, you know, what kind of cheese flavored potato chip would you like? Which flavor of cheese would you like?
That's right. So what ends up happening is we go on autopilot. You know, we say, okay, I got to get in there and I got to get out. And the same thing happens with all the other decisions. You know, we're looking for someone or a decision to make that's quick, that's we know we're going to get a good outcome, and the outcome isn't necessarily a service and price. I mean, we want to feel good about these decisions now as we wander around in this daze of information. Jim, there's 6 billion web pages now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if you look at this information, a lot of it's conflicting information. People will say, oh, this is good for you. No, it's not. This is bad for you. I mean, I've got friends that go out to breakfast, eat eggs, bologna, sausage, you know, bacon, but they won't eat toast because they're convinced toast is bad for them. But they believe that. So, you know.
Do you think we're confusing our customers? Because that's the cardinal sin of business, of the marketplace, is if you confuse your customers.
No, I don't think we're confusing them. What I don't think we're doing is keeping up with where their brain is. You know, we need to look at what is it that they're really interested in? And we need to stay in touch with that and make sure we're telling them that. It's not that we're confusing them. It's that we're giving them so much information that they can't differentiate us. You know, they look at us and they go, okay, you know, whatever, they're one of 16 egos. So what? Just grab one and go. And if we can't say, here's how we're different, here's the benefit, you know, emotionally that we're going to give back to you, whether it's peace of mind, whether it's, you know, you're going to love this atmosphere because of X, Y, Z, it doesn't matter. But if we can't understand what it is, and, you know, one of the best ways to get at that is to find out why people aren't doing business with you. That's what, you know, go out there and find out.
How do we do that?
Well, I'll tell you, if you can't get out feet on the street and ask some questions because, you know, you're running the place, and a lot of people can't do that. Find somebody who can work with you. I read a great story last week about, and you know, it's a true story about an ad agency that was working with a big sandwich chain down in Florida. And what I liked is that the ad agency came back to the sandwich place. Now, this had a chain of sandwich places. They came back and they said, and they handed these guys buckets and mops. Can you imagine walking into an executive meeting and you've got this big budget, ad budget of, you know, close to $2 million, and you hand the franchisee, the guys running the franchises, buckets and mops, and say, look, before we can do anything, you've got to clean up your stores. Because what good is it for us to run ads to drive people in here? Once they get in here, they're going to see dirty stores, and they're not going to come back, and they're not going to tell their friends. See, the question is, when you bring some, okay, advertising, you need advertising or promotion or some way of getting people to understand what you have and to come and see it for themselves. But once they do that, do they walk out of there and say, man, I've got to tell my friends and my family about this? Because if they don't do that, forget it.
Well, and what you're talking about is a matter of truthfulness. You spend all this time and money to get people to come to your site, to come to your location, regardless of whether it's a website or a storefront, and you've convinced them at least initially that you're going to provide them something that's going to be a good experience, and then if you don't, then basically they feel like you've lied to them. And that's the worst. And that's worse than, you know, now you got a worse situation than them not even knowing about you. Stand by. 20 after. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with our good friend Tom Asacker. He's the author of the new book called A Brand New World. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, a small business advocate, and we're visiting with Tom Asacker, the author of Sandbox Wisdom. That's the first book that I know of that Tom wrote. And then the sequel, The Four Sides of Sandbox Wisdom, and now the new one, A Brand New World. Tom, why don't you tell us where the books are available, please?
Well, the first two books are available primarily through Amazon and you know, a lot of the other offline bookstores, Barnes & Noble and all that. A Brand New World, this little leadership guide on branding, is available exclusively through Successories. And you get that at their website at successories.com.
All right. Now, what about your website?
My website is sandboxwisdom.com. It's all one word, .com. And it's kind of like a running little commentary about marketing and business. I usually grab a quote, either a recent quote or a quote from some philosopher or politician or whatever, and then I try to take that quote and build upon it to show for our world today what types of things we need to do and how those principles are still very relevant, and that, you know, you need to really watch the culture because it's all about the culture.
You know, Tom, you were earlier in the previous segment, we were talking about making sure that you connect with your customers, and that when you promise them something in a promotion or an advertisement, that when they get to your store, that you deliver. Who's an example of somebody who's doing a good job of that?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of companies doing good jobs at that. The ones that stand out that always get talked about are people like Harley-Davidson. I was talking to a guy the other day about Harley-Davidson, and I said, you know, here's an interesting company. Here's a company that sells pretty much an inferior product if you compare it to the Japanese motorcycles. People wait, you know, 4 or 5 months to get the bike that they want, and they pay a lot of money for this thing. And my friend said, you know, I was talking to a buddy of mine, and he went in and bought a bike off the floor. He said, and the interesting thing was he just wanted to get that bike and get out of there. And he was a little frustrated because they told him that he had to go through some little procedures before he could get out. Now, what I thought was interesting is he started out frustrated, but they walked him around and they said to him, they said, Bob, we want to introduce you to your personal mechanic. If you ever have a problem with this bike or you wow. ever need any accessories, this guy over here is the only guy that was ever allowed to touch that. He got done there, they walked him into the showroom, and they said, go over there and pick out a leather coat off of that rack. That's your leather coat. Doesn't cost you a thing. Go grab it. By the time he got out of there, he was feeling so good.
They'd loved him up, hadn't they?
yeah, but he also walked out with a whole bunch of accessories for the bike. I mean, they do a good job of connecting you emotionally to the Harley brand.
And the bike was almost incidental after a while, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, because it wasn't about the bike.
The bike's, the bike's a commodity in a lot of ways, isn't it?
That's right. It was about being a Harley owner, you know, one of the hogs. So, I mean, they did that right. But, I mean, there's places everywhere. I mean, there's ice cream places where you walk in and they have these little spoons and they say, which one would you like to try? You know, and you could try all day if you want, little mm-hmm. taste. Mm-hmm. So it depends on what the experience of being in that place of business, or even like you said, even a website, and it's all about understanding their perspective. It amazes me. I'll give you an example, but I have to give you a Jeopardy question first because it kind of threw me a little bit. Before I tell you this example, what is the world's fourth largest auto manufacturer?
The fourth largest auto manufacturer?
Yeah.
I see. You got Daimler Chrysler, you got GM, Ford. I would say Honda.
Okay, it's Volkswagen. Now look how crazy things are changing. Toyota surpassed Ford this year as the number two auto manufacturer. Right? So it goes GM first and then Toyota. Here was a little company back in the 70s that people said, you got to be kidding me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, selling one little car.
Mm-hmm.
But look how confusing things are now. Lexus is a Toyota. Most people know that.
Right.
Most people don't know Mercedes is a Chrysler, or Jaguar is a Ford, or Saab is General Motors. Worse than that, listen to this. Did you know that Bentley and Lamborghini are part of Volkswagen?
I didn't know that.
All right. Now here's the thing. People are going to realize this. This information doesn't stay hidden anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So Volkswagen, they try to come out with this Phaeton, this luxury car for $100,000.
Right.
The problem is they put that big VW symbol on the front of it.
Oh, no.
Now they can't sell any. So people's, I mean, this is a smart, smart company.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a great, great car.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to really understand, why are people not coming to my place of business? Why are people not calling me on the phone? Why are they not visiting my website? There's a reason behind it. It may be purely perception, because in Volkswagen's case, that car is the best car for the money mm-hmm. in the luxury range.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter, because people have a perception. And if you've got to find out what that perception is, and once you find out what it is, then you'll know exactly what to do with your layout, with your advertising, with your PR. But get that honest information, like I told you, like the guy that came mm-hmm. in with the advertising that said, here's some mops and buckets.
Mm-hmm.
How could this company not see it? I don't know. They couldn't see that they needed mops.
That's an expensive lesson, and we thank you for bringing it to us, Tom. Tom Maysacker, ladies and gentlemen. Always a pleasure, Tom. You always make us think, and you always help us make our small businesses better. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you, Jim.
Tom Maysacker, ladies and gentlemen, that's SandboxWisdom.com. Quick break, 29 after. I'll be right back with Russell Brown. Stay with us. I'm sitting on the dock.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.